your retirement benefit, how it is figured, 2012. SSA publication number 05-10070. January 2012. The contents of this audio publication are introduction, factors that can change the amount of your retirement benefit, contacting Social Security, estimating your Social Security retirement benefit. Introduction. As you make plans for your retirement, you may ask, how much will I get from my Social Security? You can use the Retirement Estimator at www.socialsecurity.gov/estimator to find out how much you might receive. Many people wonder how their benefit is figured. Social Security benefits are based on your lifetime earnings. Your actual earnings are adjusted or indexed to account for changes in average wages since the year the earnings were received. Then Social Security calculates your average index monthly earnings during the 35 years in which you earned the most. We apply a formula to these earnings and arrive at your basic benefit or primary insurance amount. This is how much you would receive at your full retirement age, 65 or older, depending on your date of birth. On the back of this page is a worksheet you can use to estimate your retirement benefit if you were born in 1950. It is only an estimate. For specific information, talk with your Social Security representative. Factors that can change the amount of your retirement benefit. You choose to get benefits before your full retirement age. You can begin to receive Social Security benefits as early as age 62, but at a reduced rate. Your basic benefit will be reduced by a certain percentage if you retire before reaching full retirement age. You are eligible for cost of living benefit increases starting with the year you become age 62. This is true even if you do not get benefits until your full retirement age or even age 70. Cost of living increases are added to your benefit beginning with the year you reach 62 up to the year you start receiving benefits. You delay your retirement past for full retirement age. Social Security benefits are increased by a certain percentage depending on your date of birth. If you delay receiving benefits until after your full retirement age, if you do so, your benefit amount will be increased until you start taking benefits or you reach age 70. You are a government worker with a pension. If you also get or are eligible for a pension from work where you did not pay Social Security taxes, usually a government job, a different formula is applied to your average index monthly earnings. To find out how the windfall elimination provision affects your benefits, go to www.socialsecurity.gov/GPO-WEP and use the WEP online calculator. You also can review the WEP fact sheet to find out how your benefit is figured, or you can contact Social Security and ask for windfall elimination provision, publication number 05-10045. You may find a more detailed explanation about how your retirement benefit is calculated in the Annual Statistical Supplement 2010, Appendix D. The publication is available on the internet at www.socialsecurity.gov/policy/docs/stat/comps/supplement, or you can order a paper copy by writing to the Government Printing Office, P.O. Box 371954, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15250-7954. Contacting Social Security. For more information and to find copies of our publications, visit our website at www.socialsecurity.gov or call toll-free at 1-800-772-1213. For the deaf or hard of hearing, call our TTY number 1-800-325-0778. We treat all calls confidentially. We can answer specific questions from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday. We can provide information by automated phone service 24 hours a day. We also want to make sure you receive accurate and courteous service. That is why we have a second Social Security representative monitor some telephone calls. Estimating your Social Security retirement benefit. For workers born in 1950, people born in 1950 become age 62 in 2012 and are eligible for a benefit. This worksheet shows how to estimate the Social Security monthly retirement benefit you would be eligible for at age 62 if you were born in 1950. It also allows you to estimate what you would receive at age 66, your full retirement age excluding any cost of living adjustments for which you may be eligible. If you continue working past age 62, your additional earnings could increase your benefit. People born after 1950 can use this worksheet, but their actual benefit may be higher due to additional earnings and benefit increases. If you were born before 1950, please go online at www.socialsecurity.gov or contact us for your worksheet. Step 1. Enter your actual earnings in column B, but not more than the amount shown in column A. If you have no earnings, enter 0. Step 2. Multiply the amounts in column B by the index factors in column C and enter the results in column D. This gives you your index earnings or the approximate value of your earnings in current dollars. Step 3. Choose from column D the 35 years with the highest amounts. Add these amounts. Step 4. Divide the result from step 3 by 420, the number of months in 35 years. Round down to the next lowest dollar. This will give you your average index monthly earnings. Step 5. Multiply the first 767 in step 4 by 90%. B. Multiply the amount in step 4 over 767 and less than or equal to 4,624 by 32%. C. Multiply the amount in step 4 over 4,624 by 15%. Step 6. Add A, B, and C from step 5. Round down to the next lowest dollar. This is your estimated monthly retirement benefit at age 66, your full retirement age. Step 7. Multiply the amount in step 6 by 75%. This is your estimated monthly retirement benefit if you retire at age 62.